stuck inside the paddock, trotting to and fro, till one day they got fed up and started off the show. It's a day we'll all remember, the poor screen rodeo. Well, Jeffrey saw the naughty pair break out of the stockade. He held out both his arms to form a wide blockade. He assumed that they were tame and both were easily led. He don't remember much more, now he's got two plates in his head. Both the horses free. She called on her punters in the walnut tree. Which of you will help me in my hour of need? One by one we went outside to help with the stampede. Strutty thought he'd try a tune to keep the horses sweet. He strapped on his accordion and went out in the street. The song it proved a failure, and by the second verse Fred and Nemo hated it, it only made things worse. The Dodds team, they were very keen to get on with their match. So they went out on the green to try to make a catch. Few of them had bumpy rides and went off the double top. The horse gave one a bullseye, but still refused to stop. Mark came in the public bar and stopped to have a drink. He sussed out the solution was to give free drink. A prize, my lads, to anyone who'll overcome their fears. So one by one we went outside to try to win that beer. The fox jumped on his bicycle and pedaled after Fred. Caught him up and then he threw his arms around Fred's head. It looked as though he'd cracked the problem into shakes. Instead he got to find out that horses have no brakes. We'll secure old timer who has some bright ideas. He went up to each horse and whispered in his ears, staring at them eye to eye and take a certain stance. Very good in theory, now we'll send the ambulance. Wouldn't yield without a fight. He went off to his workshop and dressed up as a knight. The sun shone on his armor without a spot of rust. Tripped up on his sword and now his collarbone is bust. Graham Etheridge has been known for his ideas, daft and silly. What Fred and Nemo needed was a friendly local filly. We'll get a panto horse out and dress it in a skirt. I dare not say what happened next, but by the screams it hurt. Scouts got in a huddle to think what they could do. Arcala got them tying knots to make a strong lasso. By luck the first try captured Fred, they got him in one throw. But took off fast down Lark's Lane with 15 scouts in tow. Nemo saw the fun Fred had and joined him down the lane. The pair of them ran off and were never seen again. We were too tired and not too sad to see the blighters go. A day we all remember at the Broad Street Rodeo. We were too tired and not too sad to see the blighters go. A day we all remember the Broad Street.